Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's right, Reggie. The drive is live, and we are live here, as Reggie said, right off Ritchie Road, Buffalo Wild Wings. A little different week, right? Obviously, it's a Wednesday. We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and that means game day's tomorrow. And we'll have a short show tomorrow. And game day is upon us, and tomorrow the Texans will be there for their biggest game of the season, and that is hosting the Buffalo Bills. And, Clint, I think some good news already coming out. Obviously, the Texans, they are dealing with injury situations themselves, right? No C.J. Stroud, no Jalen Petrie. Those are two big potential moves right there that they are without. But now it looks like the Buffalo Bills are struggling with some injury concerns of themselves, Clinton. They've already ruled three different receivers out of this game, including Dalton Kincaid. I would say his number one guy, the guy he looks for, him between him and Shakir. But Dalton Kincaid with the hamstring is going to miss his second straight game. Curtis Samuel, another guy that they do a lot of different things with, kind of the way you would want Jalen Noel to be used. A gadget guy sometimes goes down the field, reverses and things like that. He is out. And then Mecole Hardman, who's recently there, been a punt returner, fumbled a punt actually last week against the Bucks. He is declared out with the calf as well. So no Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, or Mecole Hardman in this game. Clint, especially Dalton Kincaid, I think this is a big plus for the Texans to not have to deal with him. He's one of the unique tight ends in the league that can really create mismatches.
Well, look, I think a big part of what kind of how the game unfolded last year was no Shakir, which was the leading receiver for Josh Allen. And even more specifically, we talked about when they shifted from Stephon Diggs, out wide, being super productive and taking, low percentage shots and hitting some of them to the tune of Stephon Diggs being all pro. When they shifted from that, it shifted to more of an inside. We're going to focus on running the football. We're going to focus on throwing the football to our tailbacks, our tight ends, and our slot receivers, and they're going to play that box game with Josh Allen's skill set, and it's worked really, really well for him. Joe Brady had made that shift, and it was a big move, bold move, and it ended up being a good one so far. But last year, that was the approach, and they were missing that slot receiver that he was so dependent on.
Well, just guys he looks at.
Yeah, I think it was it was an easier offense to defend when they don't have that guy. Well, you fast forward to this year, and I think Dalton Kincaid is the big one this year. I mean, I really liked him coming out of Utah. Athletic tight end that can stretch the field, that is a mismatch against a lot of guys. And so, him not being out in particular is a big win for the Texans. I mean, when you talk about what the Buffalo Bills bring to the table and kind of how they want to attack you in the pass game, and who they want to attack you with, running backs, tight ends, slots. I mean, you look at our nickel defenders are down, our safeties are down, our linebackers, our true linebackers, with the exception of, I would say, E.J. Speed and Christian Harris, aren't really cover linebackers. And so it's not a great matchup. If you look at scheme, you know, like our weaknesses on defense, where we're injured or where we're just our weaker points, you can throw their really good run game in versus our interior defensive line. It's not a great matchup for the Texans, but Dalton Kincaid not being there is advantage Texans for sure, because he's a difference maker.
And in their big games, he looks for him. Against Kansas City, he had 6 for 101 with a touch. Against New England, he had 6 for 108, had a touchdown and 50 yards against Baltimore. He is just somebody, he hunts that matchup down. And now, really, that one guy is 10, is Shakir now. And, I mean, they've got some other guys out there, but when he gets in trouble, he likes to go that way. So Dalton Kincaid being out is obviously doesn't make up for you losing your quarterback and you losing, you know, Jalen Petrie, one of the big guys on your defense, but that is a big deal for Josh Allen. Now,
well, they've still got, I mean
they've got guys.
The Knox kid, you know, has been with them for a while, and he's just one of those guys that he isn't Kincaid by any means, but no. He shows up, and so they've got some dudes now. They got some guys they can get it to, and hopefully the fill-ins at safety, the fill-ins at nickel defender, and those linebackers and that interior defensive line can hold up.
Yeah. All right, so that's the latest there from an injury front. Usually it's the Texans who are dealing with things. We'll get the full injury report, see who's in and out, but that's a big one there for the Bills. All right, as we are here live on the road here, a little what'd you call it yesterday?
Let's see. A little wet Wednesday.
A little wet Wednesday, I guess. All right, yep. Get on in here for not Thirsty Thursday, but a little wet Wednesday. A little wet Wednesday. On wet Wednesday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Are you surprised by this? Clint and Tyler, are you all surprised that the Bills are 6-point favorites in Houston on Thursday Night Football on a short week? Are you surprised?
No.
They're 6-point favorites. You're not, Tyler?
I'm not.
Really? Six is a – I know Davis Mills is starting, but he has started the last two games. I thought 6 was a little high, because hell, I thought coming into last week people were really down on Buffalo, and I know they got a win against Tampa at home. But short week, the way these games have been on Thursday Night Football, I was a little surprised that the line was that big.
I'm surprised that the line is that big, but not because I don't think it should be. I mean, this seems more in line with what it should be than what it was earlier in the season. I mean, the Texans started 0-3 and were still being treated like the Texans that were expected to win 10 games there. And they may end up getting there. Vegas may end up being right. But I was shocked at some of the lines, or the lack thereof, earlier in the year. So, this seems like something that, you know, the product that we've seen consistently, along with your backup quarterback, along with some of the injuries on the defensive side of the football that are painful, this seems like a little bit more realistic. Based on what I think the film would tell you, I think this seems a little bit more realistic.
I think a lot of people look at it and potentially, I think, a Davis Mills thing. Like, I think a lot of people nationally, I think a lot of people around here have some concerns about being able to beat Josh Allen, a Buffalo team that is a Super Bowl, at least has Super Bowl aspirations, has been considered a Super Bowl contender the last several years, being able to beat that team with Davis Mills. I think, despite what Tyler's playing, I think that is where a lot of people are in the space of the Texans have. I don't know if a lot of people think the Texans have a legit chance to win this game. Maybe a lot of stuff go their way, but like, I feel a lot of people think they got to play perfect. This defense has to really go nuts. Because last year, Clint, Josh Allen was 9 of 30, 131. You know, one touchdown, didn't really dominate in a run game. Played that may be the worst line of his career. right? And C.J. Stroud was 28 of 38, 331, and had a touchdown and a pick in the game. And they had to win on a walk-off 59-yard field goal with Davis here at NRG.
Yeah, so the Bills handed it to them. This is the game where the Bills, did what D'Amico did earlier this year and got real aggressive and then punted to him at midfield.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Texans went 5 yards, and Kiami kicked a field goal to win it. So,
yeah.
But I think a lot of people look at that and think, well, hell, they did that and almost lost when CJ went off. You know, what's it going to look like at Davis, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not so much about last year's game, because last year's game clearly was about how inept the Buffalo offense was and how they couldn't get going, and our defense just dominated those guys. And that's where the Texans are going to hang their hat. But I, in general, all week long, I have been hammered – with just talking about Davis Mills, and he's played well, and Tape Drop Tuesday, he's played well, and, boy, made these throws. The conversations that have popped about, you know, is should CJ play? Should he be able to play? I'm less worried about people that think CJ's soft and more concerned about how many people are just think there is no chance for the Texans to win this game with Davis Mills in the game. I mean,
Do you look at this and think they've got – you know, not a man, any given Sunday, you know, you never know what happens. You think they got a legit chance, even with Davis as the quarterback, too?
It don't matter who the quarterback is, to be honest with you. If the defense doesn't lead the way, you're not winning this game. But my bigger point is just, like, if you've watched the Texans this year and you've watched the last three ball games, the film tells you that you got a chance to win with Davis Mills in the game. And I know a lot of people make this about C.J. Stroud, C.J. these days. It's not about C.J. and Davis. It's about this team is led by defense, and Davis Mills has done a really good job hitting layups, shooting free throws, taking shots when they're there, not turning the football over. And it don't matter who your quarterback is. That's the recipe for this 2025 Texans team to win. Davis Mills has put out just as good a film as anybody out there in 2025 in a Texans uniform. And so, like, I'm just surprised that not the – well, Davis shouldn't be the starter. Well, hell, I understand that. I mean, when everybody's healthy, I think everybody with a heartbeat and a brain can tell you that CJ's the guy. But when it's all said and done, like, the thought that Davis doesn't give this team a chance to win, the film just says something totally different. I mean, when it comes to – making throws, when it comes to taking the football to the right place, when it comes to playing a brand that protects your offense, the coordinator clearly and this quarterback seem to see really, really tight eye to eye. I find it hard to believe that you can't win this ball game with Davis Mills.
I think this is a game he is going to have to do, you know more than, hey, you know, don't make the big mistake. There are going to have to be some moments where he has to make plays, but I think luckily for the Texans, he's had to do that the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
So he has had to do that. Now, we'll see if it's a different thing against a team like Buffalo and Josh Allen and how much he has to keep up, right?
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.